Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are going to start off with the offertorium number 3. Now, chorus, not too heavily. Make it sound confident and strong and rhythmic. Now, at the very start, please, ladies and gentlemen, sing it as if you are coming out of a dream. You've been lulled to sleep by the beautiful sounds of the boys over there. Not marcato, a floating sound. Start it softly, a little crescendo, and back to pianissimo at once. Figure 63, please, orchestra. Quite a gay start, not too heavy. Good. Now we're going to do it again, and will you give me much more exciting forte piano, and crescendo. Really get, practically stop the sound in the forte piano, and then a big growth of sound. Really a big, big, big swell. Please, now, heavy brass drums, 2 before 69. Quiet, please. Bassoons, trombones, drums, basses. Be very careful that your first dual quaver is not late, because otherwise the whole of that rhythm gets too late. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. It isn't quite as slow as it looks on paper. Can we do the orchestra, please, alone? 4th of 68. Right, please. Chorus. We've just listened to that, and the first part is absolutely excellent, and we're not even going to do it again. All those horrid things I've been saying about you are quite untrue. The only thing is, the second part, you aren't really quite as rhythmic when you're soft as when you're loud. So if you can try and get that same spirit that you had with full voice in half voice. Now, orchestra, woodwind, I know it's brutally high for you on some of these sections, between 79 and to the end, but as soft as you possibly can. The whole thing, if you can take it down a degree, concentrate. Brass too, trumpets. When you're high and muted against the chorus, strings we can be pianissimo. Just the bite, just the attack of the note. That's all we need. I'd just like to try and rehearse just a section of the chorus and the orchestra. And remember, after the syncopation, get the next note on the beat. Sisti et se, se. Get through the S by the time the baton has come down. Se. This is 7 bars before 81. Altos, can you pick it up there? Tenors, 1 beat later. Quam, quam, ole, marbra. Now together. Good. A rhythm. Now keep it quiet. Listen, this. Together, 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1. Good. Excellent orchestra, that's fine. Now just try the beginning of the boys, please. Straighten at 77, please. Straighten at 77. Yes, one moment. Let's start again. Play the first note, please, Simon. Now, let's get it from that. Listen to it, boys. Listen to that note. Now, start it. Good. Look, boys. Sorry. One moment. Remember that from an A to a B is a hell of a long way, excuse my language. I can't sing anyhow. Hostias et preces. Now, when you go to the TB, T is a high note. Play it, would you, Simon, once? Now, this is the one. Dee-da-dee-da. Now, to the B. The B, that's it, that's the one. A long way. Just try that beginning. Just start it once again, Simon, would you? Do it yourselves. Sing it. That's it. Yes, that's fine. Now, fine. Now, look, a little bit lazier, just as we worked before. Not quite so energetic. Feel as if you're going to be sacrificed, and you don't like it. You're going to have your throats cut. Dee da dee da. Now, can you remember that note? Now, just practice it once again. Fine, that's good. Excellent. All right, stop. That's fine. Now, we're going to start, please, at figure 77. This is just before the organ starts. Got the note, boys? Yes, look, boys, you've got to concentrate like fun on getting the note from the organ and not changing it when we come in with our music. It's supposed to be different. Don't make it sound nice, it's horrid, it's modern music.